I didn't mean this story to go on air, but you think it's funny.
Oh, no, no. I'm not the only one that thinks it's funny. And the reason partly why it's so hilarious is because we did have a conversation last week in Hawaii about how you got sunburnt for the first time because you used a bottle of male tanning lotion.
Well, who gives you tanning lotion? What's fair?
It was sunscreen. So this is just chapter two of
Well, that's why I didn't want to tell you the story. Ed, I'm sorry to talk about Hawaii. Kath has her own ensuite at our house.
Yeah.
And I live downstairs with all my bathroom and my clothes and stuff, so I don't wake her up in the morning. And this
That's
has been going on for many years. We do always sleep together, and it's a wonderful relationship we share. But I don't go into her bathroom, so I don't know anything about it. But over in Hawaii for 7 nights, we had to be in the same room. And she hates me making noise when I had to go to work in the morning and stuff. So I'm very quiet, and I don't turn on too many lights.
That's very considerate.
All right.
But
I clean my teeth before I go to work.
Yep, we all do.
Well, she had all the stuff, and she has so much stuff, like 2 bags of bathroom stuff. I've got a toothbrush, toothpaste, and I've got a little deodorant roll on when I travel overseas. Mm-hmm. That's it. That is it. All right? It's spread out everywhere. So I couldn't find, in the half dark, trying to be respectful, I couldn't find my toothpaste. I knew where my toothbrush was, so I got that out. It's very, and I thought when I was squeezing it out in the half light, I thought, gee, that's a smooth blend of paste. Didn't think any further. And then I started cleaning my teeth and it was revolting.
Oh, no.
What's stuff called Kinestin?
Oh,
she uses it on when she gets sun on her. She sometimes gets a few dots and it takes away that. It's not meant for toothpaste.
What is it?
Oh, it's sort of, what would you call it?
It's an antifungal cream.
It's an, thank you.
Oh,
and Okay. Okay, I really need to say this on behalf of Kath. What does she use it for?
She gets burnt. Oh, if she gets too much sun, she gets all splotchy and Tina fixes all that up.
Great.
But it's not for the mouth.
No, it's also not usually used for that. So I'm very glad we cleaned that up and you put it in your mouth.
Oh, it's not used for what I think it's used? Is it used for what I think it's used?
Well, it can be, but obviously not in Kath's situation yet.
Oh,
wowzers. And did you realize? And when did you realize that your...
I would have done five to six up and down.
Okay.
And when I went, whoa, this is a bit weird.
And at what point did you realise that it wasn't your toothbrush you were using, but an epilady? When did that
happen to anyone?
No, Mato, it really couldn't.
Well, I won't be getting mouth thrush, will I?
No, you won't.
No, that's the good news.
That's true.
Silver lining.
Silver lining there.
Again.
Actually, we'll...
Six on Brisbane's Triple M.
I didn't think my mic was on.
Well,
yeah,
it is now.
You're back.
And you were talking about the Bachelorette off air too.
Yeah.
Now everyone knows. Marto, Ed and Robin, top of 25 degrees and cloudy today. It's all for BOQ. If it's time to refinance, visit boq.com.au/better.
While the Bachelorette was on last night, my wife and I were watching, Kath turned to me during the ads and I said to her, how's your day? And if you don't know, my wife works in supermarkets, redesigning all the shelves and stuff. She said, I'll tell you a funny one. She said she was at the barracks up here. And what do we know about the
number one backpacker supermarket in Brisbane?
It's the Coles, you mean, the big Coles in
big
the barracks?
Big Coles, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And what else do we know from my wife telling us as she starts to redesign all the shelves at the back of a lot of the things, a lot of the shelves like behind all the stock at the front, you know, you just grab the first product. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff has been up, packets have been opened and
shoved down the back.
And they grab a couple of things and then
steal them,
yes. And that's when we started talking about stealing. And especially that one is there's so many of these backpackers. I know they spend a lot of stuff and they
steal.
What are
they stealing?
All right. You know what they're stealing, and I don't know whether it's the most popular, is AA batteries.
So they open the packet.
Open the packet. They don't take the whole 12. They take 4 and just leave all the empties.
What would they need it for? Their cameras, probably.
For everything. So I looked up and she said, you know, the other thing that when she's working on personal hygiene, whatever that section's called, those Gillette refillable razor things, razor heads.
Because they're so expensive.
That's right.
Expensive.
People rip open the packet, steal 2, and off you go.
Shove the packet down the back.
Shove the packet down the back.
See, I thought you were going to say things like grapes. Like how many times do you
see
people...
That's not theft.
Oh, okay.
Is it?
Well, yeah.
Well, how many? couple on the way past.
I reckon the big mobs, they think it's theft, whereas your fruit store, you know, the local fruit store, they don't mind.
No, because they think, well, if you like the sweetness of our grapes, you'll buy them.
Mm, and if they're crap grapes, they don't deserve to buy them. And you were saying to me, oh, I just read something because I went, oh, wow, that's amazing about the AA batteries. Mm. That was Cass Theory spending all her work time in supermarkets. She said that's what she thinks is the most. Condoms. And
yeah,
pregnancy tests. They're too embarrassed. That's an embarrassment theft.
That would be the under 21 market.
1 in 11 people who go into supermarkets steal something.
Well, hang on. What do we call it? But you've got to redefine the word steal.
Oh, yeah.
Leave
without paying.
Well, the self-serve checkout has created a real grey area. When I was at school, we used to get a bread roll. When they introduced the bakeries, we would grab a bread roll from the front, go to the back to the deli and ask for some loose meat, you know, can I get some Devon, please, or something. Mm. We would put it inside the bread roll and then just walk around the supermarket, eat it, and leave. Now,
that's not theft.
Well, it is, but it's delicious. And you couldn't have any condiments, but you got some stuff.
But you ate it before you left the supermarket.
But my question is, the self-serve checkout has made us all, we've all become thieves a little bit because of the self-serve checkout and how hard it is to work.
Yeah, because who is going to put in the organic bananas when you can just put the stock standard Cavendish?
Yeah.
And one is $8.99 a kilo and one is $1.99 a kilo.
That
you're going to go for the $1.99
ones. So you putting your hand up as having done that?
Yes.
Putting apples down as onions. Can you do that sort of gear?
I didn't know that. That sounds like a new one. I didn't know about that because it's all by weight. So it doesn't know because it doesn't have a little camera in it. So it could be anything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Nuts.
So as long as it weights, as long as it, nuts.
Nuts are the other ones because macadamias are much more expensive than peanuts.
So that's when we're saying 1 in 11, that's what some people are doing, sort of stealing.
Yeah. Is that stealing?
Because it didn't say they were stealing. It said 1 in 11 people fail to leave a supermarket without paying for everything.
Do batteries count as nuts?
All right. You wanted to know how my young bloke Harry was going over there in Hawaii. He's just
we left
turned
him
over.
There.
We did leave him there. He's going to be there for 5 weeks just surfing and messing around. He seems to be having quite a good time. But he, I spoke to him just before on the phone, which is why I bring this up. And he said, yeah, I've got to go, Dad. I've got to take the rental car back. Now, Harry didn't take a license over there because his first year of peas, his red peas, had run out and he had to go and renew it. He said, there's just a cost I don't really need to be. And I said, you need a license to go overseas. Who's rented him a car? I said, where'd you get this rental car from without your license? He said, we found this bloke.
Oh, dear.
Mm. Right. Actually, America's full of those blokes.
Is that
I rented a car off a guy, a Romanian guy called Radu. Oh, and the deal with Radu was that he used to pick you up from the airport in a car in America, but you had to drive him back to his shop and then you could go. But the thing was,
you're going to keep the car.
No, but he would make you drive. And I got there and Radu picked me up.
And
he goes, okay, drive. And I'm like, what do you mean? It's the wrong side of the road. I've never done this before. And I'm about to go on a freeway in Los Angeles. And he goes, it's fine. Yeah, okay, I get it.
So that answers that question.
Yeah, he's got to take the rental back, clearly. Although he doesn't have a license. We told him to be very careful because he's worked quite hard this year. He took a pile of cash. He's surfing there and then he's going to go working in Canada and that's his plan. We'll see how it all goes. Jeez, I told you before, he made me a friend on Facebook. I've never seen any of his girlfriends. He never brings them. It's only just these droopy mates come over to our place and they grunt. And I didn't realise there were any girls on the scene. Oh, my God, this Facebook's incredible. But that's another story. All right, we told him to be very careful. Before we'd even left, he'd lost his new $500 GoPro that he bought.
Oh, Jesus.
He'd already handed his old GoPro to his sister and said, here's a present. So he snatched that back off her after he lost a GoPro. And then he's broken a surfboard third day he's there.
Yeah. And then tell us the one about...
$350 surfboard. Already snapped it at North Shore.
Has he replaced it?
Yeah, he bought another one.
Yeah, $250.
I said, we talked about budgeting and all that sort of stuff. And his mother said to him, you know how I told you before we left, Kath went and checked out the backpacker's place, as all mums do.
Yeah, yeah.
And she saw that there were lockers there. And, of course, she told him very seriously, you know, that's where you put your valuable stuff, you know, your spare card, you know, your phone. If you're not, you put passport, everything in there. So she rang him the other night and said, and Kath was there. Now, your passport's definitely in that locker. It's definitely in the locker. He said, no, I found somewhere better. So remember, he's in an 8-person dorm. Under the mattress.
Oh, no one's
thought
of that
under the
before.
No one's ever done that. He'll be home soon. I reckon.
Well, he'll be on the news. and then he'll be home.
Central Coast Mariners don't often get into our sights, but wow. Ed, their stadium, you know it well there at Gosford.
Yeah, Master Food Stadium, then famous for right. up one end near the roundabout. There was one big sauce bottle, then they went to two, and then I believe they went to four, and I know they might be sitting around three at the moment. I remember one game, they had a sauce blimp. They had a sauce blimp.
That's right,
that
the,
was
tomato sauce, the tomato sauce had a fly around blimp plane, yes. And it upset Laurie McKenna, the Jets, the Central Coast coach, I think, that day.
He said it's very
distracting when a bottle of sauce is flying around in the air in the stadium.
Can I just check if they're choosing their sauces? What are the three sauces they were choosing? It would have to be tomato.
Great question. Yeah. Barbecue, mustard, and tomato.
And okay. the American mustard. And sometimes, you know, when the commentators go down on the field and do the post-match interview, you know, and they've got... a couple of panel there, and then one of the players comes over. Yep. Often the sauce bottles will go in behind them and, you know, and do a bit of this dancing stuff.
Well, that's part of the sponsorship. Right. Well done.
We better get to it. They've been in trouble, and it's not just their 5-1 loss to the Newcastle Jets, which is very important to the Central Coast. Yeah, that hurt. But what also hurt is the warning that's been given to the barbecue sauce mascot for flipping the bird, because he's got little hands coming out, and they're in white gloves. And there's the tomato sauce doing, you know, jazz hands,
spirit fingers,
and the American mustard. It was just standing there doing nothing. Yeah. But there is right in the middle the Master Foods barbecue sauce bottle. Double finger.
Why
middle
upset,
finger
who
up
upset the
hand.
Barbecue?
Flipping the bird.
I don't know what was he upset about.
The
or
Newcastle
something.
Fans. The Newcastle fans had irritated.
Yeah, enough spice.
Yeah. He's giving them the double has how to go.
Apparently the Tabasco sauce bottle was found at brown eyeing someone on the way out of the stadium.
Tried too much.
Chill out barbecue sauce. Come on.
Act. He'll be back for the next game, apparently.
Very good. That's a warning for you, barbecue sauce. A yellow card for you, barbecue sauce. Please clean up your act. It is Marto, Ed and Robin on Brisbane's Triple M.
The following is an official announcement from the Australian government.
Over the past few years, thought crime has reached record levels. Subversion is rife. Our enemies are everywhere.
Trust no one.
Luckily, there is an answer.
Peter Dutton.
No, not Peter Dutton.
Thank God.
Introducing a new series on Podcast One that interrogates the real threats to Australia, like John Safran, Rob Sitch, and children's author Andy Griffiths.
Oh, God, I love those Treehouse books.
Who will survive? Who will fail? Introducing Extreme Vetting with The Chaser.
The Chaser.
The only show with the power of life and death over its guests.
Listen at podcast1.com.au or via the Podcast One app.
Is it I find, Robin, the couples who watch Bachelorette together stay together a lot longer? Or there was nothing on TV, so Kath hit it. I tried to hide it. I had Fox Sports News on at 7:32. She went, what? The show is a blow up.
Fair enough.
Get it over to Channel 10. And the good thing is that I don't know much about what's going on, but I tell you what, this bloke is a complete tool. Jared's his name.
At this point, nobody knows what's going to happen.
After the last week or two, there's been a lot of curveballs. I am disappointed. Blake's still here. I've worked my ass off since I've been here to show Sophie who I am. Hopefully Sophie sees that.
No. You're in a big house in suburban Sydney drinking beer. That's not working your ass off.
No, he's a bit weird, Jared. Really, he's the vineyard weird. Owner for those that All are right. playing along at home, and he's like a bit of a stalker.
He's got red hair That's and true. He looks like he'll blow up one day. Anyway, Kath said he's a tool, and I said, me too. I agree. Hey, they had the relationship. What did they call that bloke last night? He was from eHarmony. He's the bloke who you put in your entry into eHarmony. He links it in with other chicks.
Yeah, the compatibility something
That's
or other guy.
Compatibility
he's like
consultant.
Dexter from Perfect Match.
Have a listen to him. Exactly. Isn't it weird?
Well, I study relationships to see what makes a great, long-lasting relationship. So I'm here to help Sophie out to figure out who she's really compatible with.
That's good. That's good.
She's compatible with Apollo, I reckon, but she'd like a bit of Stu Launde's money. That's how that's going to pan out. All right. Yep. It wasn't actually like about that. Like early on in the show, they were putting them together. They made them do all their graphs. What are you good at? Are you ambitious? Yep. Are you romantic? Are you all the rest of it? And here's what Sophie came up with, and this is where I became interested.
There's a lot of aspects to my personality, but I think the main ones are humour, ambition, and disorganisation. Just check my handbag. It's embarrassing.
That's when the night changed at our house.
Why? Did you go and check Kath's handbag?
No, I said, that's weird. All girls must have It's a, is it a story? Is it a thing, the handbag?
Well, it's just the, it's an extension of your body, and it's the keeper of all the stuff that you think you might need throughout the day, and the retainer of things that have been dumped on you in the process of your life.
Wow, that's actually a speech you just made. Well, that, because... I just want to know what's in there. Can I tell you with Cass? So she went and got it. We counted $27 in change was in her bag.
Good on you, Cass.
There was Tabasco sauce. There was a bottle of salt. And a thing
hang
of...
Hang on. Yeah. Tabasco sauce, so she can't afford mace? Like, what is this going on? No.
She loves more spice. She loves salt.
Sorry,
she loves those little soy, you know, the little fish with the soy sauce
soy
in it.
Fish.
She's got a heap of those. And she's got this little condiment pocket in her handbag. Yeah, apart from that, she had coffee lollies, she had face wipes, one lippy, no makeup.
Yes, because it is the keeper of the things that you may need through your day, as well as the retainer of the stuff you get given by your children.
She told me at a recent weekend when the girls were away, they made one of their mates, and I don't want to identify her because it could lead to trouble, made her empty their her handbag out, two pairs of undies in a snap-lock bag. What are they for? Well, the last birth was a bit rough, and whenever she giggles, she has gets a leak. You can't yell at Carby for that. That's a technical talk. Well,
no.
You don't even know, Ref. No, you don't even know what you're yelling at Carby
for. No, I know. I wasn't watching.
She gets a bit leaky. Is that a word?
That's okay. It's just science.
It's just science.
Medical
just science.
Term.
It is.
And that's why, like, that's funny.
It is so
Who carries undies around with
Stop
it?
Stop it.
Well, that's a lack of confidence.
That's
glass half full,
okay.
isn't it? All right, well, let's get back to your handbag.
Oh my God.
You got any undies in there?
No.
Why not?
I've got lots of pencil cases. I have lots of cases that hold things. So this is my makeup pencil case. Yeah. This is my a pencil case which has my chargers.
Wow.
This is my pencil case which has my medication.
Another one.
Because I'm a chronic
asthmatic.
There's
another one there. What's that one
okay,
there?
Okay, so that's my glasses case. My sunglasses case,
What's
my
that
wallet.
Magazine? Why have you got a soccer? Am I allowed to touch
yeah,
in there?
Of course you can.
What's that soccer magazine?
Well, it was at work and I thought my boys would like
okay,
it.
Okay, so you've stolen it. Very good.
Well, that's okay, yeah. Okay, I've got some wipes. They were left over from when we came back on the plane. I've got a scrunchie. Because you never know when you need one.
Do you put your hair in scrunchies? You got face
I do
wipes?
Sometimes, yeah. As I said, I've got
lippy.
Keys. Actually, I took a singlet top out of here that had been in there for a couple of days. Because I took it off because I got hot and then I forgot it was in there.
Makeshift underpants.
No. Stop it. There is okay, you know how you get weird about going into a woman's handbag?
I don't know if Ed, you're a modern man. Are you allowed to dip your hand in? If a girl says, oh, my keys are in my bag, I won't go there. It's like
Tiff
there's some...
always say, bring my bag and I'll get it.
Oh,
she
good
always
one.
Says that. Bring my bag over and I'll get them out.
We
you
think it's like
them.
A bark collar. If our hand goes in, then we get a shock
yeah,
or something
exactly.
will happen. Or we might touch a tampon.
Okay, there
we may touch a tampon. Is that what you want me to say?
No. What's the most unusual thing you found in your handbag, you reckon?
Or in your wife's or... Oh, just
in
admit.
Your handbag.
What have you got in there?
Your man bag.
Or who's got more than two pairs of undies?
Oh, stop.
Maybe you're going to a Tom Jones concert and you're really going to fling some at him.
I'm
really
going to throw three at him tonight. The non-leaky one.
Mine's not that exciting. Well, I have had weirder things.
Why have you got a bridal magazine? Cosmopolitan Bridal Edition.
Because there were pretty dresses in it and I'm, you know, voyeuristic if nothing else. So I like going looking
sure?
through
Do you want to tell us something?
Those confidential keyboards, I can hear them typing from here.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Heather of Rowlands. Good morning. What have you got in your handbag?
Morning, Robin. Went out with another couple or two other couples. With my husband, and we all the women had tape measures and lollipops in their handbags, amongst other things.
Please explain.
One wife was renovating her house, mm-hmm. so she was always out measuring up furniture.
Yeah.
I'm a carpenter's daughter, so it's just something I do. And the other lady, I have no idea why she had a tape measure in her handbag, but she did. But we all had lollipops because we were either grandparents or parents, and it kept the kids quiet while we were doing it.
So true. So true.
The dummy.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah. And if you have under 5-year-olds in your life, you'll have dummies that have been there for a couple of years. During football season, I have at least one shin pad. It's just a thing.
One shin pad.
At least one.
Thank you, Heather.
Oh, hold on, Heather. The risk of getting another yellow card, and I've had enough today. Heather, any underpants in your in your handbag?
No, but nappies and other things.
Oh,
my daughter calls my handbag the Mary Poppins handbag. Just open it up, anything could pop out.
I love it. Yeah. Good one.
It's the carpet bag.
Thanks, Heather. Here is Graham. Graham, hang on. Graham from Birkdale. Whose handbag is this?
My It was a lady that I was going out with at the time, later became my wife. But
it's all right, Graham. I voted yes.
Okay. What do you mean voted yes?
No, if you want to pretend that you've got a
wife,
it's good.
Stop distracting him. No, keep going, Graham.
Heaven now, she doesn't love me anymore.
Let's get back to your handbag. Sorry, Graham.
Okay. And she said, listen, can you get the keys out of my handbag? And we're sitting in a truck with the cattle on the back seat. So I says, yeah, right. So I'm rummaging around there and I'm dark and that. And I pull out this thing. It was no bigger than a lighter, but it was sort of like stainless steel. I said, what the hell's this? She said, that's my castrating knife.
Ouch. That's
I put it all back in the bag and sat there like a store window dummy.
Yeah, that's great.
I kid you not.
Should have told you something. Thank you, Graham. That's everyone needs one of those. Leone, Sunny Coast. Leone, odd things in the handbag?
I had a piece of gold, which I had been gifted for my birthday from my parents about 9 months beforehand.
Jeez.
Ooh, why'd you have that in your handbag?
Because I hadn't put it in a safe place yet.
And you just, how large was this lump of gold?
It was only a very small piece. It was in its own little display container. And I had both my piece and my fiancé at the time's piece in there that we'd both been gifted. And my mother wasn't too impressed.
No, you'd think you'd put a lump of gold somewhere safe.
How often?
Yes, you would think so. I was only 20 at the time, so, you know, I blame that.
How often do you girls clean out your handbags? Is it every time you get a newie?
Leone?
Personally, it's probably every few days now that I have a one-year-old because, as you say, things accumulate in there that you don't realise.
Yeah, and sometimes you have to put stuff you don't necessarily. I change my handbag constantly, so I'll match handbag to outfit, so I'll often change daily, which is why I don't have the singlet top that was in there for 3 or 4 days, because I changed it over.
Pre-children, I was very much like that, but now it's just a good old black, white down, easy to use handbag. Turn it upside down if it gets wet, and it dries in a couple of hours.
There you go.
Leone, you got any friends who get leaky?
Oh, stop it!
Well, to tell the truth, my sister has 2.5 weeks until she is due with her third baby, so she has a few in there ready to go, just in case. Yeah.
Thank you.
Exactly. That's all I wanted to know.
Great idea.
Excellent.
That's not what you'd put anyway. There's a whole other thing that you would do if you were leaky, but
we don't want to hear about that. That's
save it for the podcast. Marto and Robin on Brisbane's Triple M.
I've got a mate of mine. He's 63, 64. He's about your height, Ed. And
And
while we always talk, you don't see many real old tall blokes.
No, don't say that. Yep, yes, but that's true.
Old fat blokes.
What's his claim to fame?
His claim is he's 63 or 64 and he just had his cataract done. I said, my mum had them done recently. As you get older, you talk about health things. He said, yeah, it was really weird. I said, what bit? He said, hadn't been to hospital since I was born.
Wow.
What an effort.
I'm curious, though, because some blokes just don't want to deal with their health and will...
So healthy, this bloke.
Okay, so it's not like he's sewn himself up because he won't go to a doctor to be sewn up.
No. He's just always been healthy. He was a concreter for years down the Gold Coast, and that's how I sort of got to know him.
Wow. But
he's been at Moreton Island for the last 24 years.
Okay, now hang on. So tell me a bit more about that.
Well, he had a girlfriend who was allergic to the 20th century, so he lived on the eastern beach at Moreton Island, which is like living on a wild surf beach right in the dunes for 9 years.
In a tent?
Tent, yeah. On Hippie Hill, if anyone knows Moreton Island. Lived there for 9 years. Now he lives on the western side of Moreton, but he just never needed to go to the hospital. I don't know whether that's the secret, the fresh sea air.
Well, who has never been? What's the longest stint without a hospital visit? Maybe it's you, maybe it's your grandparents, someone you know.
We got a live one here. Neville. Hi, Nev.
Yeah, how you doing, mate?
Yeah, you're out at Ipswich. What's your story?
Well, I'm 57. I've never been to hospital since I was born. My mum, she never went to a hospital until she was 84, except to have children.
Yeah.
And when she went in at 84, she didn't come out. I think she was 84 or 86. You can never tell with women, they don't tell the truth about that.
Yeah, fair enough.
She was on a third room anyway, so.
Let's go through this. Let's get to the secret, Nev. What is the secret of your family's health?
Look, no anxiety. You don't worry about anything and don't drink yourself into oblivion and stay active. My dad and I do have one thing in common. We do go out with younger women.
How much younger?
30 years younger.
Wow. Eight, well done, Nev.
Oh, we've spoken to Neville before. Don't you have lots of kids, Nev?
No, I don't have lots of kids.
Nev, do you go around saying you're only as young as the woman you feel?
That's the one.
Yeah, nice work, son.
You're only as old as the girl you're feeling.
Well, let's go with woman. Thank you, Nev. appreciate that. Sorry, Robin, yes?
No, I was going to say, I wonder if Neville actually takes out health insurance. You would be the family to say, stuff that. I don't need it.
Stress causes cancer.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nev. 133353.
No, we know, mate.
I will say this, because you know how my partner Sean is dealing with liver cancer at the moment. Yeah. The one thing that is constantly coming back to him at the moment, and yes, you can talk about alcohol and so on, but sugar.
Sugar.
Everyone is saying the new buzz thing is get off sugar and we may be living a much healthier life.
Yeah, certainly doesn't help.
Good call. What about Chris?
Chris is from Redbank Plains. Now, how old are you, Chris?
I'm 35.
And when was the last time you were in hospital?
When I was born.
You've never been? Never been to hospital since then?
Never, ever.
You never broken an arm or anything?
No. The worst I've ever done is broke my pinky, but that was just a doctor's visit.
Yeah,
and you can't do anything with a pinky anyway, really.
No.
Your parents and grandparents, do they live a long time?
The women in my family do, but the men tend to die a bit younger.
Oh, yeah, that's common. Yeah,
I was going to say, that's lots of families, isn't it?
That's common, that is. Be careful what's in the tea, I reckon, when you get to about 70. If you're
I give up.
You can't taste us, Nick.
I give up.
Thanks,
Thank you, Chris.
Josh, Redland Bay.
How you going?
Yeah, good. Who can you nominate that has never been to hospital?
My great-grandmother. She's 98, never, ever been to hospital.
Wow. Did she have kids in hospital? No, she had home
births. No, she didn't. Yeah, and she wasn't born in hospital either.
All right. What's her secret?
I think it's just she doesn't really stress about life. And, it's not stress. Sugar because she drinks a litre, 3 or 4 cups of tea a day.
With two sugars. Yep.
Yeah. And I don't think it's the sugar then. I don't know what it is.
Now, Josh, can I ask, is her diet, does she eat a tiny amount? Is she a small woman?
No, she's not actually. She's a reasonably sized woman. She's her husband got to 101.
Wow!
She's definitely going to surpass him. So, wow.
Did they drink? Did they exercise? Did they eat fish?
I don't think they did drink. That's the one thing I can think of.
Yeah, didn't drink. Okay. Yeah. That's interesting.
Ed,
all right.
Heavily, you will outlive us all.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, let's just try. Just Emma, one more from Emma. Emma at Redcliffe. Hi, Emma.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, what's your story?
No, I just wanted to make a point that I used to work in a nursing home and I was making lunches for my children one day and they had all these, things about allergies going into school. You can't have peanuts, you can't have this, you can't have that. But in the kitchen, in the nursing home, there were no strict restrictions with regards to allergies with the nursing homes because the people in that era didn't have allergies.
Wowzers. You're saying the oldies don't have any allergies and now you can't take fairy bread to kids' parties because someone might be allergic to one of the dyes in it.
Yeah.
That is quite...
Because,
because
people in the era of, the age around from 65, 70, 90, they grew all their own fruit and vegetables and all those in the backyard, so they didn't really have their restrictions with allergies and stuff
That's it. I'm going off grid. Thanks, Emma. I'm going off the grid. That's it. I'm going in the bloody...
nursing home?
Lennox Head. I'm going to go live in a nursing home.
Adam McDougall is the Health Hacker.
Health hacking is simply hacking into the tools, tricks, and routines of the healthiest, happiest, and most successful people in the world and applying these little tricks and routines into your own life. I'm a health hacker because I've been a professional athlete for 20 years, but I've also combined my experience as an athlete with my university studies, from economics to nutrition and sports science, with the practical application that I achieved as an athlete to help people hack into their health. In each episode, I'm going to share with you the tools, tricks, and routines of the healthiest, happiest, and most successful people in the world. You can hack into your own health and live a happier and healthier life.
The Health Hacker with Adam McDougall. Listen now at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
Fox Sports is the only place to watch the Formula One Grand Prix live and exclusive. And the United States Grand Prix is the next one on the list. They didn't have one for a while, but they're back in it. And everyone in Australia will be going for our next guest from Red Bull Racing, Daniel Ricciardo. G'day, mate.
G'day, fellas.
Hey, Daniel, what's it like if the States is more of a Daytona, or, you know, what do you call that, stock car style of place? How do they react to the Formula Ones?
Mate, they're certainly coming around. You know, we've been coming to Austin for a few years now, and we've always had good crowds here, but even when we travel to, like, other parts of the States, not for racing, but if I'm visiting or doing a holiday or whatever, then F1 is kind of more, I guess, mainstream now, let's say. So it's, I mean, you still got obviously the three big ones with their baseball, the football and basketball, but more Americans know what F1 is now, which is cool. And it's getting on the map, and we love coming here. Austin's pretty awesome.
What would happen, Daniel, if the most famous, one of the most famous persons from Austin is Lance Armstrong? Where, how would you go if he came up and said hello and said, I'm a big fan, etc.?
I would just be like, sick.
Me too.
So would I.
Same here.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's pretty cool. Like, we get some, you know, a few, normally here for the American one as well, you get a few celebrities or
okay, I got to ask.
To the race.
And Daniel Ricciardo, who is the most famous person you've ever met in any, doesn't have to be sport, in any walk of life, who is the most famous person you've ever met?
I don't know. Look, I made Sir Patrick Stewart. I made him do a shoey earlier this year.
That's right.
that
was pretty good.
Star Trek and X-Men and all that. Yeah. So that was pretty cool.
So let's talk about your current season. You are sitting at fourth. How are you feeling about it all?
It's been all right. Look, it was a slow start. Unfortunately, Melbourne is the first race of the year, and that was our worst race of the year. Yeah. So that... It wasn't looking too good at that point, but we've got a lot better. And yeah, I've actually got the most podiums I've ever had in a season, which is pretty unreal considering where we were. So it's been all right. We're not in a chance to, not in a position to win the title, unfortunately, but it hasn't been too bad.
We should then finish by asking, who is the one person in the world that you would like to get to do a shoey?
I think if I got like a female celebrity, if she was up on the podium and I got her to do it, that would be really rude of me, but pretty amazing.
Who's the biggest dick in one of the other cars? Who's the real annoying other driver?
Vettel.
Hamilton.
Vettel.
There's a few of those guys who they're a bit hot cold. So
yeah, hot and cold. Let's go with hot and cold. That's nice.
I enjoy beating him. Let's say that.
Let's go with that. Okay, Red Bull Racing F1 driver Daniel Ricciardo, always got a smile on his face. Great ambassador for the sport and for Australians over there, doing a great job. Fox Sports is where you can see the Formula One, the United States Grand Prix this weekend. Good on you, Dan. Go well, mate.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. And girls.
See ya. Bye, Daniel. See you, mate.